Now, using the property that J edge is symmetric, as we said a moment ago, that the right-hand side of the last equation is symmetric too. So we get the this equation by just taking the right hand side equal to its complex conjugate, and that's what we get. Okay, and if we take all the complex conjugate out, we can see that. Okay, we can see that if we move the if you look at the first term and the last term, you can see that we have a minus x1 star x2 plus x2 star x1 multiply h minus equal to h minus star, and multiply the same matrix, okay, which is minus x1 star x2 plus x2 star x1. Okay. Now, if you look at this equation, and this is in fact a Lyapunov equation. This is in fact a Lyapunov equation. Now, since h minus is stable, this Lyapunov equation has a unique solution, and that's minus x1 star x2 plus x2 star x1 must be equal to 0, because remember this equal to 0 is obviously a solution, but h minus is stable, so there is a unique solution, so that solution must be 0. Okay, and this equation shows clearly x1 star x2 is equal to its complex conjugate transpose, okay, which is x2 star x1. So x1 star x2 is symmetric, okay, x1 star x2 is symmetric. Now if you note that x is actually equal to x1 inverse star multiply x1 star x2 x1 inverse, then you note that x must also be symmetric. And since, remember, we can choose x1, x2 to be real, then everything will be real matrices. So we can conclude that x is real symmetric. Now, to show that such a defined x is actually the solution or x solution of the Riccati equation, we again go back to the eigenvector equation, that h multiply x1, x2 equal to x1, x2, h minus. Now we're going to post-multiply, okay, multiply on the right by x1 inverse. And then we multiply x1 inverse in, and note that x2 multiply x1 inverse is actually the x by definition. So we end up with h multiply identity x, and identity x, x1 h minus x1 inverse. Here, notice that we're already taking x1 out in the right-hand side. Okay. Now we're going to pre-multiply the equation by x minus identity. Okay. And note that the right-hand side will be 0, because x minus identity multiply identity x is 0. So right-hand equal to 0. So we end up with the equation of x minus identity multiply h and multiply identity x equal to 0. Now if you expand this equation out, this is exactly the algebraic Riccati equation. So indeed, we have shown that the x defined in such a way is a solution of the algebraic Riccati equation. Now to show that the solution is in fact stable, that is, a plus rx is stable, we know that if we multiply identity 0 to the equation of h identity x equal to identity x x1 h minus x1 inverse, we end up with, just multiply out, we end up with a plus rx actually is equal to x1 h minus x1 inverse. Now, since h minus is stable, and this equation says that a plus rx is similar to h minus, so a plus rx must be stable. So this concludes all the proofs.